Richo, you've disappeared down south, and I know you're a proud Tasmanian, but I'm still not actually sure what you're doing down there. Welcome to you.
Good to be with you, Scoop. I'm currently looking out over the beautiful Tamar River here in Launceston. It's Launceston Cup Day, race 10 just finished down here. It was a great day, one of the biggest days on the calendar down here, so I've come down.
You're a travel agent for Tasmania now, eh?
No, I'm not. I'm interested in all things Tasmanian, Scoop, and there's a lot happening down here, particularly, as you just said, with the AFL team and the announcement that is coming up on the 18th of March, and it's full steam ahead with that. It will still be going ahead, as you just pointed out.
But what will be going ahead?
The launch of the Tasmanian Football Club. They'll be announcing the name, the jumper.
So they're launching a club without knowing if there'll be a team. That seems like it's putting the cart before the horse.
No, well, I think everyone's pretty confident down here, particularly everyone involved with the Tasmanian Football Club, the board of directors, and they're moving ahead because I think everyone's pretty certain that it's going to happen. The team will be happening, the stadium will be happening. Certainly the support on the ground down here, the people, they certainly want the team, and it's really exciting. Scoop, everyone's looking forward to the launch on the 18th, which is going to be huge. There'll be some big Tasmanian football names down here on the 18th.
You've, of course, been the biggest name of all. So as I mentioned off the top, Richo, so just to explain to our listeners, so Jeremy Rockliffe, who's the Premier, asked Grant O'Brien, who's the chairman of the football club, to delay the club's launch date, which is going to be March 18. He wanted to push it back a week so it was the other side of the election so that they'd have a bit more clarity. And Grant said no.
Well, Scoop, he said no because for them, they don't want it to be a political issue either, the Tasmanian football team. They've been planning this launch since September last year, and as you would know, when you're launching something of this magnitude, and they're doing it in six different locations around the state, you know, there's a lot of planning that's gone in, and to change it at the last minute just simply wasn't going to be able to happen. So this is more about the community, the excitement on the ground here to launch it to the people that will be supporting the club, will be members, and it was about that, and they don't believe it's a political issue. I see probably what Jeremy's probably thinking. He doesn't want it to be a political thing with the election coming up, but it's not for the footy club. This is about the community and the people and the supporters that are going to be, you know, supporting this club into the future and just getting the excitement happening.
Okay, but Richo, let me play devil's advocate for a second here. So let's say the team is launched on March 18. They're going to be called the Tassie Devils. So I assume it'll be that beautiful green that the Tigers used to wear.
The Devils, Tasmanian green,
It'll be a great jumper. It'll look amazing.
It'll be great.
They'll launch a theme song, I assume. All that sort of stuff, and it'll be great. Yeah. And then five days later, the Tasmanians go to the polls. Jeremy Rockliffe loses power to Rebecca White, who then announces a few days later that she's going to go back to the AFL and renegotiate the stadium deal because she didn't think it was very good. And the AFL say, okay, well, we're not renegotiating. We've already done the deal. So what happens if there's a team but there's no agreement on a stadium? I would hate it if Tasmania came into the competition in 2027 or 28, Richo, and had to play their first few years like the Gold Coast Suns did, where they out of sheds, they didn't really have a home. Like this, my point is, I'm not anti a team. I just think if it's going to happen, it deserves for the team to be launched in the proper way, and that's in a brand new billion-dollar stadium.
And I agree, Sam, and that's been made pretty clear too from the AFL right from the start. And, you know, the 18 clubs and the commission that ticked it off, the licence was obviously ticked off on the proviso of a roofed stadium in Hobart, and that's been made really clear, and that's not going to change clearly. So, it's going to be interesting, obviously, with the election coming up. I guess just from being down here and you know, you get your own sense of what's going to happen. I'll be staggered either side of politics. If whoever is, you know, re-elected, if it's Jeremy or obviously Rebecca with the Labor Party down here, I don't think any Premier is going to want to be responsible for stopping Tasmania having an AFL team. That's just my personal opinion, and that's just the feeling I get just being down here and speaking to people.